On the seventh day, God rested. In 1879, Edison created a light bill. Today, it is season 3, episode 46 of the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Plug in your iPod and sit next to your phone. You're about to experience the most versatile podgram on the Podernet. Don't dunk your donut in it. Listen to Hank Lazard. Hank Lazard is the award-winning performer, is the former star of Ventriloquism Karaoke, former co-host of The Famous Ashtray, former host of The Teenager Robot, future best-selling author of 2 books, current host of The Hank Lazard Show podcast, and current blotter of The Hank Lazard Space Blotter. You can listen to this podcast even if you're a ball-tapping juicer. And now, for all you chairs, here he is, the host of The Hank Lazard Show podcast. Fasten your safety belts. Just kidding. Have you beat your coach today? Here he is live from your city, USA. Here is Hank Lazard. Where's the clapping on this?
I turned it off.
I am Hank Lazard. Clap.
Where's the clapping? Do we not? Why have we not put the clapping on this yet?
We don't have applause there?
I don't see it. Well, I'm.
Wrong, Raleigh. You clap in person, not on computer.
And we've got this.
My headphones are not plugged in.
All right, are you going to finish your thing?
I am Hank Lazard.
No, we already did that.
Thank you. On tonight's Potter, Tuesdays with Raleigh and Scatbusters and the Morning Zoo and Soap Opera. What time is it, Pauline?
All right, it is 8:16 p.m. Welcome to the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Today is Sunday, November 18th, 2007. We're recording in the United States in Birmingham, Alabama at 7th Avenue South, Jason's apartment house. Be sure to visit Hank's website, www.hanklazard.com. Listen to old shows, find out where Hank is performing, win fabulous prizes, listen to Hank's jokes, etc., etc. Send Hank an email. Okay, now this is the true stuff. At HankLazard@gmail.com. Read Hank's blog at thehanklazardshow.blogspot.com. Hank is also on Facebook and the Pouncer. All right. So what are we doing tonight?
Yes, may I say something, Raleigh?
It's your show.
Excuse me.
Yes, I would like to say something to the chairs. Chairs, this is Hank Lazard. Many of you are wondering if the Hank Lazard podcast will continue due to the writer's strike. The answer is... Do we have any dramatic music, Raleigh?
Let's see.
Yes!
All right. Are you going to explain why you're not going on strike, or why were we continuing? Or I think you wrapped it up earlier,
well, yeah,
Rodney.
Yeah, I did. We can't strike because there are no writers on the Hank Lazard podcast.
Whoa, ladies, save it for Scatbusters. Next.
Yeah, I said it a lot more enthusiastically earlier, and it was a lot more funny.
All right, let's get into this week.
Hold on. It's time for a roll call with a British
that's
accent.
Right. Wait, I thought we nixed that last week.
I thought that was all for... All
a contrary, mon frère! I suppose you better wrestle up that call, bro!
All right, we'll do roll call, I guess. Hank Lazard.
Hank?
All right, Jason, I'm here. Rodney?
Yes, I am here too.
All right, Jacob.
Yeah, Riley. Could you please hand me a Q-tip?
Here's a pencil with an eraser.
Yes, that will work. I just needed to clean out my ears because I do not recall hearing a British accent.
Last time we tried to do this, I couldn't do a British accent. All right. Raleigh?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Jacob. Or how about Mark? No? Debbie? Is Debbie?
This is Debbie.
Oh, Debbie.
Hey, welcome to season 3, Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome to season 3, episode 46.
Six.
All right.
Or bumping knuckles?
Is that?
Yes, tapping knuckles, Raleigh.
I'm tapping knuckles.
Is that why Joe Besser is on the wrong hand?
That's the one crazy meatball.
Joe Besser's all in the ear wires.
Yes, I heard that there were going to be more puppets on tonight's show, Raleigh.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes things happen.
All right, so Mark was going to be here this evening, but he went to dinner and never came back. Is that correct?
Yeah, he went to dinner and. Whoa! Did you hear that nothingness for a second, or was that just me?
I think that was just you.
Oh well,
maybe it was your earphones.
Maybe I went deaf for a second. Yeah.
Yes, perhaps you are confusing yourself with our listeners, Raleigh. Yes, they hear nothingness. Once or twice every 6 months. Zing!
Who are you zinging?
Us? Oh, shoot.
Yes, where are the pretzels?
All right. Into this week. What were we talking about? Or no, we tried to get into this week and then roll call. So roll call is over. All right. So
check.
Yeah, Debbie, check on the roll call. All right. Now, into this week. Web updates. Maybe we should do that first. Because right, there are some blog updates as far as, Hank, you have been doing some blogs. Is that correct?
Yes, the Hank Lizard Blotter is blotting. Is blotting in more ways than one. One, blot on the computer. Two, blot on your cellular telephone. Three, blot at the library. Nope, no spam blockers, please. Four. Raleigh.
What?
Yes, take over. Four.
Four. Blotting at your local.
Yeah, around the table.
Blotting at your local Red Cross blood drive van.
Five. Pauline.
Blotting at Jack's. They have Wi-Fi now in Irondale.
Oh wow.
Six.
It's your turn.
Yeah, wrong, Raleigh. Tap knuckles on six.
Oh.
All right. I even forget what we were doing this week, and then something happened.
We were talking about web updates.
Oh, yeah, the blog updates. All right, so this sort of gets into the writer's strike, and you seem to be blogging about scabs, Hank, although I don't think technically Meredith Vieira is a scab for still doing the morning news.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Raleigh. May I have that pencil again?
Yep.
Yes, correct me if I'm wrong, but somebody writes the news.
Is that why you needed the pencil to
I don't hear anybody correcting me. Therefore, Hank Lizard is correct. Next.
Oh.
All right, I don't think who else. Oh, Ellen is actually a legitimate scab because she. Have you read any of those articles?
No.
She's still doing her show, but she's claiming it's more like a Maury Povich / Montel Williams show, and they're not striking. So she's pretty much doing her interview show, but I guess she's not doing monologues or something like that.
Hmm.
Yes, I know something else she is not doing.
Ha. All right. I'm not even going to wait for somebody to fill that in. All right.
Hey, I think the creepy laughter was good enough.
And plus, I think your last one was Drew Carey, and I don't think game show host technically... Skip! All right, I don't think he technically falls in...
Skip! Yeah, really, remember when that guy with the glasses was hosting that show with the writers? They wrote on the show.
What is it? There's no writing in.
Yeah,
like...
you are a superhero. Write your character's name down on a piece of paper and turn it in from the crowd. Superhero one, Mister. I am not wearing any underpants.
That's actually true. I'm not wearing any underpants, but I've got a belt on, so I can't really show you very easily. It's not very super. Regular guys do it all the time.
I am sorry. Where are those pretzels at?
All right, we don't have any pretzels.
Wrong. Yeah, Raleigh, sponsor, go.
Oh, yeah, we do have a sponsor this week. It's Rachel Horton, but she didn't give me anything to write. She gave me a dollar.
Yes, may I say something to the listeners?
Go for it.
Yes, cheers. This is Hank Lazard. This episode, season 3 of episode 46 of the Hank Lazard Show Potter is 46. Sponsored by Raynal Horn. Do you have a legitimate problem? Do you need a legitimate solution? Raynal Horn, you want it, you got it. Next.
All right.
So, I guess while we're on the subject, we should thank Rachel. Now, so we're gonna create like sort of a pass. So in the next show, somebody else wants to pick up a sponsorship, and if Rachel wants to turn in some information that she wants us to advertise, like if she's running a blog or if she works for a business,
or she's running for office.
Yes, perhaps the mayoral candidate would like to sponsor the Hank Lazard Show Potter. Raleigh?
It's not easy being Hank Lazard.
It is a little known fact that when Larry Langford said, "Let's do something," he was referring to sponsoring the Hank Lazard Show Potter.
All right. I don't think that's true. Is it now the mayoral election in Birmingham, Alabama is over. Larry Langford, because there was going to be a runoff, but Larry Langford won like 50.45 of the vote or something.
Yep.
And now it's being sort of strung up because Patrick Cooper is claiming that he doesn't live in Birmingham, but...
Yeah, but... Yeah, it's really absurd that how many of Larry Langford's homers are in the radio business. I was listening to Frank Matthews the other
Frank
day.
Frank Matthews is a... Is a Larry Langford homer?
Yeah.
That's weird. Well, I guess if he's not running, he has to back somebody.
Yeah. But, like, you know, he was complaining about, you know, the other day that how Patrick Cooper was doing that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did someone sneak my alarm clock into the room? I would like to hit the snooze alarm, please. Yes, wake me up in 9 minutes. Yeah, wrong, Raleigh. That is a nerd alert, not a snooze alert.
Oh, well, yeah.
All right, are you into anything else this week? How did we get on the mayor election? Oh, because we were talking about sponsors. So if you want to sponsor, or if Rachel decides that she wants to promote something, run for office, that's how we got onto that, then she can turn it in and we'll do a twofer later on. But yeah. I sponsored podcast number one, so we have a jar here. That used to be filled with red popcorn, but now it has $2 bills in there. And we need to divide that up.
Yeah, so we have to figure that out.
Yeah, snacks. Yeah.
Okay, there's snacks.
Yeah, snack jar right there. But yeah, put the coins in it.
All right, well, we don't have any change to break.
Ground ginger.
Yes, it is ground empty now.
All right, we don't have any coins to... But we need to figure out how we're going to divvy up... Because we still haven't decided that. So each dollar is going to be divided into specific things.
All right, snacks.
Yeah, where are those pretzels?
All right, and we can't buy snacks out of this because it the pretzels cost like over $2, and if we eat a bag of pretzels every show, then we're going to be in the red.
Yeah.
In the red.
Oh, well, maybe. Where's Jolly at? He'll be able to tell us.
Yeah, how to do math. Where is Jolly?
So we can buy like one bag of pretzels every season or something.
Yeah, for the season finale. Cheers, get out your brooms. It is November. Turkey trot, Raleigh.
Oh, November. It is. Isn't there a sweeps?
Yes, that is what we are doing right now. Sweeping through November. Oh, step one, Happy Potter. Step two.
Throw the Potter in the dustbin.
All right. So now, end of this week. All right, we're already 15 minutes. Okay, so our sponsorship's for today, but you can email Hank. Rodney suggests setting up a PayPal account, but we have no idea if that's going to be possible or not. But if you see Rodney or myself around town, you can give one of us a dollar and also give us some information if you want to sponsor a podcast. Or if you know somebody with an actual legitimate business that wants to sponsor a podcast, by all means. Because although we don't have many listeners, I think they're dedicated enough where they're nothing I'm saying is true.
Yes, when Hank Lazard says jump, the chairs say, where should we jump and what kind of sandwich should we buy?
I'm more for sandwiches instead of pretzels.
Yeah, and I am talking about real sandwiches, Raleigh, not made-up sandwiches that no one would want.
All right, it appears as though you and Rodney have been watching the same commercials.
I don't understand.
All right, let's not talk about it.
You know,
I promise.
Boycott Corner, I'm still boycotting Subway. I don't know if we ever talked about that.
No, we haven't.
But I've been boycotting Subway since Fresh Toast Ted commercial. And...
Wait, Fresh Toast Head?
Fresh Toast Ted.
Fresh Toast... Fresh?
Fresh Toasted. But I changed that to Fresh... Down on the street, they call me Mr. Fresh Toasted.
Oh, dude. Okay, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, obviously something has gone terribly wrong there. I had a blog post about it. And yeah, ever since then, I'm like, they've just going... further and further down the spiraling toilet of advertisement. Every sandwich had been made up at least once.
All right. We're getting off the subject here.
What is a made-up sandwich?
Yes, but not a made-up sandwich that somebody would want, Raleigh. It is a made-up sandwich that nobody would want. Yes, were we talking about vitamins?
I'm pretty sure we weren't.
Is that putting two fingers on your chest? Is it like the sandwich maker's
V for vitamin.
All right. Okay. Was that still sponsorships?
Well, I think that was sort of into this week.
Okay. What were you
sandwiches?
Were you into sandwiches this week?
No, he was into sandwiches.
Oh, all right.
I have not really into anything this week.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Ron, it is like a game of Simon Says, except it is Hank Lazard Says. You passed, Raleigh. Give yourselves a round of applause.
All right. I have a story that I wanted to tell for end of this week, but I was hoping that Jacob or Mark were here to serve as our legal consultant.
All right, maybe that's... Ask Jolly. We can bring that back today.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to bring back. Okay. So this will, Jacob is listening, who is in law school right now, we're going to try to get him on Skype, but he's never on Skype, and we're trying to figure out like how to contact him when he's on the internet. So if Jacob wants to send us that, I mean, because he's not on Google Talk, is he on AIM ever? Because I'm never on that anymore. No.
Agreed.
All right. Well, we haven't agreed on anything. So, okay. So this is my question. Now, Jessica and I were having a disagreement about this, so I'm just going to tell the story exactly how it happened, and then you tell me, Rodney, what you think is going on.
Yes, and I will do the same.
All right.
You'll tell the story?
Yes, no, I will say what I think is going on.
Okay.
So last night, we go to, with some of Jessica's friends, to a bar called Twist and Shout. Are you familiar with this bar?
Twist and Shout, no.
Okay.
No, is it Twist and Shout?
No, Twist and Shout.
Yes, like the song. I am very familiar with that song.
So it actually is and spelled out. It's not an
N. Bueller. And then later he is in that parade. After the parade, they go to a bar named Twist and Shout. Yeah, good story, Pauline. Next.
All right.
Is it time for Scat Busters already?
No, I'm in the middle of telling a story. So in Twist and Shout, they have this... they have two pianos, so I guess they do this on Friday and Saturday nights or something like this. But there's a lot of side stories here. So they play requests. Like, you throw a dollar under the bar with, you know, a song, and then they'll play it, like, between the two guys. They actually had three rotating. They figure somebody will know them. And it pretty much boils down into Billy Joel and Elton John songs, which, as I found out, 2 hours – the first hour is amusing, and then by the time the second hour rolls around, it's That's really when the story really begins. But also, before I get to the chunk of the story where I get sick and had to walk around for a little bit, it was one of the smartest things I've ever seen in any type of business. But they had a board up there, and they kept track of the dollar amounts that you donated, and it was for a fight song, so you could give them $5 to play the Alabama fight song. And they would play it. But they wouldn't play the Auburn fight song unless you gave more than $5. And they kept a running total the whole night. So at certain points in the evening, it just reaches a point where, you know, the fans go at one another. And, of course, it jumps way up. So, like, when we left, like, Alabama was at, you know, 170 or something. And Auburn was at, because, like, it was, you know, Auburn would go to 25, then Alabama would go to 35, and they would start playing that, and then they would go back and forth, and then people would be I mean it's basically they're making money for doing, they're like charging people for spirit or something like that. So that was genius.
Raleigh, is that my alarm clock?
Yes, it is.
Hit the snooze and call me when the pretzels are in.
Okay.
All right. Actually, Hank, this is the part of the story that I need. Well, I don't want you to pay attention, but I do want Rodney to pay attention to this. All right. So after they bring like three brides up and they're doing another birthday round where they bring somebody whose birthday it is and they make them sing a song or something. Actually, it was when Crocodile Rock started to play that I thought, oh, okay, this is – I need to take a break from this. So I decided just to go and walk around Five Points. All right.
This is in Five Points.
Yeah, this is in Five Points. Oh, I'm sorry. It's where Dugan/Hippodrome used to be. They knocked out a wall, and now it's combined. Oh, Hippodrome/Quiznos, but now neither is any longer there. All right. So I leave, and I walk around Five Points a little bit, and then I decide, okay, it's cold. I don't want to go back in yet, so I'm just going to get my sweatshirt jacket and stand outside of Twist and Shout and you know, wait. All right, so I get my jacket. And I go, walk along the sidewalk. I'm by the Ruby Tuesdays, okay?
The Rube.
Yeah, the Rube.
Yes, did somebody say Rudy Tuesday?
No, I didn't. So I cross the street. And as I'm crossing the street, I thought I heard somebody say, hey, and I just continued crossing. And that may have nothing to do with this story. But at the time, I thought, oh, maybe somebody's asking for directions. So I continue. I have my hood up, and I'm wearing a sweatshirt jacket and, you know, pants, so I think I look normal. So I go and I stand next to the entrance of Twist and Shout, where there are a bunch of other people standing around. And then I notice that this car has pulled up, and it looks like he's about to ask for directions. All right, so I look, and then there's some commotion because where this car is pulled up, another car directly behind him is trying to back out of the parking spot. So this car ends up backing out and driving, and the person who was in the car that I thought maybe was going to ask directions backed up and pulled into the spot. And he comes out of the car, and I'm standing there, and he says, "Hey, are these decent clubs along here?" And he was sort of gesturing what I thought was towards Club Red, which is right next to it.
Okay, yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, I don't know. I don't come out here that much. I think it's decent, but you know, I've never been there." And he said, "Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just out here by myself. So I just wanted to know, you know, before I went in, if these were decent." And you know, and I said, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know people have been in there before, which is sort of true." And I said, "Yeah, I think it's all right." And he said, "Oh, okay." And he said, "Thanks." And then he goes and he gets back into his car, backs out, and drives off. All right. Now, what do you make out of that?
What do I make out of that?
Yeah. Like, legally speaking, what do you think was going on there?
Legally speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or non-legally speaking.
Illegally speaking.
Or illegally speaking.
You know, I thought there was going to be, like, you know, something else, you know. He asks you this stuff and then, you know, puts a gun to your face or something like that. Like,
no, that's it.
Yeah. No. The two things that I was thought of are that he was hitting on you or wanted to buy drugs from you. Those are the two things that I was thinking.
Okay. I would agree with both of those. And I specifically was 80% sure that he thought I was a gay prostitute.
yeah, thought.
All right.
So I guess you did not finish the story, Pauline. Yeah, 10 or 20. Zing.
All right, I don't know what that means.
Speaking of ball tappers who were arrested for lying to the federal government.
Oh, yeah, so I haven't heard about that. Barry Bonds?
Yeah, that guy who is a professional ball tapper.
Yeah.
Apparently he was taking a pill to help him tap balls.
All right. Isn't this covered in something else later on if I was reading a script? All right. Now, okay, so the question for Jacob is, legally speaking, did that guy think I was a gay prostitute? Or was he a cop, you know, trying to arrest me?
Oh.
You know, so, after this whole Larry Craig thing, and then I was thinking about, you know, are there gay prostitutes in
5 Points?
In 5 Points? Because if – I don't know. Maybe – but he didn't look like he was buying – well, maybe he was trying to buy drugs.
But I don't see
– I mean, that would make more sense. But his questions were kind of weird, like about the clubs and mentioned being by himself. That's what leaned me towards thinking, but I don't know.
Yeah, that does sound a little more, you know, prostitute-y. Oh, I'm by myself. Well, I know of a good club down the street.
Yeah.
I'll show you. You know.
yeah. Perhaps you should save this for your blog. Yeah, Pauline.
Do you have a blog?
I don't have a blog.
Yes, it's called Everywhere Gay Prostitutes Meet by Pauline.
All right, I think you're mixing two things up there. All right. All right, anything else for Into This Week?
All right, yeah. Jason's
I guess we
into
should,
prostitution
I
this
think
week.
We should probably start. No, I'm not into prostitution.
Okay, that was, okay.
Yes, he is into tapping balls and selling pills.
All right.
You're taking pills to tap balls.
Yes, correct, to increase his ball tappiness.
All right. We have several things to do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Hank, I got you something.
We have four things that we have to do that probably take about 20 minutes apiece, and we haven't done any of them yet.
Hank,
continue.
I know how You think Arby's is really expensive? Mm-hmm. So
yes, especially with this new Arby-Cue. $2.99 at a Arby's near you.
But hold on, here we go. 99-cent roast beef day. That's for you.
Whoa.
Hank.
Wow, wow, look, it says Hank Lazard appreciation.
All right. I know it says customer.
Yes, Raleigh.
Yep.
This coupon has expired. What? Put it in the bucket.
All right.
No, I think you could probably draw an 8 on that.
Wait, did you go? Did you go on customer appreciation?
I got four roast beef sandwiches.
Oh, so it's unlimited quantities or limit of four?
No, it was unlimited as far as I know.
Well, that's pretty good. 99 cents for a roast beef sandwich.
I think everybody in the drive-thru was getting about 25 because they took for a long time.
Yes, that's how they get you. 99 cents for the roast beefer and then $1.99 for carbonated water.
Hey, Hank, I got something for you, too. Remember that mall that we used to work at?
Yeah, CP. The hat store, Hats Emporium,
oh, no,
Hats
R
Us.
No, not that mall.
Hats to meet you.
Remember where we used to have that radio?
Hats Entertainment.
There's a show next week at that mall that we used to work at.
Yes. That local music store.
Oh, man, this is old. Where'd you find this?
In my jacket pocket.
2002. What jacket?
That one that I came in wearing.
Oh, really? Have you not worn that jacket in 5 years?
No, I think I have, but I just put that back in the pocket.
Oh, is that the jacket that you always used to wear without a shirt?
I did that night, that day. The day of the Birmingham Magic City
Smell. That's what
down.
I meant.
Always that day I wore without a shirt, and it got stank.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, you weren't there, Hank.
Yes, but I was somewhere else that day. That's why I was having a good time. is it time for Scat Busters?
All right, let's do Hank Lazard Presents Hank Lazard's Scat Busters. All right, go ahead, Hank.
Yes, letter and script, please.
All right. Now, there's about five things over here. So I don't know what's what. All right, this is soap opera.
Yeah, wrong, Pauline. Soap opera is at the end. Hey, Raleigh, who brought the rookie?
All right.
Tap.
Yeah, this is not episode 6.
Oh, tap.
All right. Did we establish why you guys are hitting knuckles whenever anybody says 6?
It has something to do about this. Oh, tap. This being episode 46. Tap.
All right.
All right. What is this?
This doesn't make any sense.
All right. What am I supposed to do with Hank?
Yeah. Wait, Raleigh. This first part is for Hank Lazard. Dear writers in Hollywood, you think the producer makes too much money, but you make too much money too. I can remember when a writer was just like you and me and had great ideas. Like, what if a high school physical education teacher had 10 children? Or what if a male housekeeper who used to play second base for the St. Louis Cardinals accidentally walked in on his boss while she was getting out of the bathtub?
How long is this?
Or what if a young Republican's friend committed suicide and he responded by performing a one-man play? Or what if a boy's sister made him a shirt for the prom, but it was an ugly shirt, but his date thought it was a cool shirt? Or what if a bailiff had diabetes and she forgot to take her diabetes medicine and she was on the edge of a building and Dan pretended to be her father? Roll 'em.
Is that me?
Well, wait, what's going on here? There's no really explanation.
Yeah.
But, yes, if the writers strike, Hank Lazard will write the episodes for you.
Oh.
Yeah, next.
All right, I guess, are we going to do this?
Wait, so this really isn't busting scabs, though. Isn't this being a scab?
Well, no, you're not necessarily being a scab unless you're getting paid for it.
Yes, I'm sorry, Raleigh. Please hand me that pencil. whistle so I can listen to everybody's WGA card in the room.
What's a WGA card?
I think it's Writer Guild of America.
Yeah. How can you listen?
Yeah, the Hank Lizard pod, the Hank Lizard Show Potter for the people by Hank Lizard.
This is my WGA card. Whose is this?
That was left at my house during the football LSU party. And I don't know what it is or
it's
whose
a,
it is.
It's a bottle cap opener.
Okay, if anybody left a bottle cap opener at my house and it looks like a credit card, we have it. All right, so what is this?
Yeah,
Raleigh.
Yeah, Hank.
Wait, there's parts here, so shouldn't we establish the parts?
Yes, I am Jack Bauer.
All right. Rodney, do you want to be a terrorist or a president?
I'll be a terrorist.
All right, I'll be the president. And then can you also be, I guess, Jake?
Who's Jake?
It looks like it's Jack's son.
Okay. All right. Scabbusters presents the season finale of 24. Jack and a terrorist are alone in a room. The terrorist is tied to a chair. A bucket is in the room.
Yeah, I've decided to lighten things up.
All right.
What?
Yeah, normally, Raleigh, yeah, have you ever seen 24?
No.
Now, this isn't part of the script.
Yeah, wrong, Pauline. We are talking about 24. It is a serious show that Republicans like because it is so serious.
Yeah.
Enter Hank Lizard as Jack Bauer.
Yeah, we got that.
All right. I am going to give you 5 minutes.
So does a terrorist have a terrorist accent?
Yes.
I only have enough material for 2 minutes.
Yeah, wrong, Raleigh. Not that kind of terrorist.
What kind of terrorist?
Yep. I only have enough material for 2 minutes.
I only have enough material for 2 minutes.
Are you telling me a joke?
In my country, the joke tells you. The president walks in.
So, have you guys heard about the latest tax increase? Yeah, it's gotten so bad that they are thinking of changing the name of that road from the San Diego Freeway to the San Diego $1.25 Way.
Jack and the terrorist applaud.
Yeah, applaud, Raleigh. Yeah, for the president.
Okay.
All right.
Jack's son, Jake, enters. Dad, I found this in my bedroom. Jake holds up a used condom.
Charlie!
What? I tried to talk her into letting me not use one.
You go, girl. Everyone starts snapping. I forgot what the terrorist sounds like, Hank.
Yes, that is okay, Raleigh.
All right.
Yes, slower.
And what about the economy?
Never heard of it.
The riots in that country?
It is boys being boys.
And children with diseases?
Give them immunity toys.
And a vase that's in pieces?
Glue it together.
And doctor's appointments?
Get there 5 minutes early.
Later, the terrorist was convicted.
Now, we can't have Scabbusters and soap opera on the same show.
I like the new snapping thing. I like that a lot. It's my new favorite thing.
Yes, that episode was a lot less serious than a normal episode of 24.
So Republicans are not going to like that.
Yes, I would like the chairs to note that we did that episode in real time.
That's the only truthful thing you said in this entire thing. Okay. What's next?
Tuesdays with Raleigh.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right. All right. This is for you also, Hank.
Yeah, I would like to take a 5 minute break, please.
But we have nothing else that we can do.
Yes, perhaps we should do... Yeah, Raleigh.
Say what?
Yeah, you know Raleigh.
What do am I talking
about? Yeah. What time is it?
Oh, I think it's time to get in and go to the dentist. My teeth hurt. Oh, it's probably because I was with my old lady last night, and she was so sweet, it gave me a cavity.
Yeah, it's...
What?
Yes, I think I hear that siren. Yeah, that means it's 8 a.m. and it's time to roll here on the morning zoo with Super Funk and the Hanker.
Super Funk.
Yeah, that's you, Raleigh.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I was just saying my name in a special way.
Yeah, well, Super Funk, this is the Hanker.
Well, what's going on today? I got to get my teeth cleaned.
Well, Super Funk, go heavy on the spittoon.
Oh, no, here comes the drill.
Yeah, and here comes a nurse with a stapler.
What's that going on at the same time?
Yeah, hey, who let this dentist into the office?
Oh. Whoa, I just had a bad cough there.
Whoa. Yeah, don't spit that into the spittoon. Suction, please.
Suction. Wow, this bed is really going into the crapper.
Hey, Raleigh, did you see the vice president in the waiting room?
Yeah, I think he was in there scraping some scabs.
I think that's the scraping that didn't say.
I guess he had to come here to get all of the burritos taken out of his mouth. Well, Vice President.
Well.
Sit in the chair with your bottom down.
Oh, yeah, I think I told Vice President Dick Cheney to say, polish up that Vice President trophy because you're going to lose it next year.
The polisher's out of control. Somebody call the fire department.
Does that mean that the bit's over?
And finally... And now you know the rest of the story. Stay tuned next week when Super Funk and the Hanker visit...
An actual zoo.
An actual zoo!
Alright, this is going to be a long season.
Yeah.
Raleigh!
I forgot to write jokes for that. Oh, I can't write jokes for that. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Super Funkin' the Hanker is all ad-lib, I suppose.
Well, I had jokes for the last one.
Yeah, Raleigh.
Hey, Hank.
Do you know any celebrities?
I know Hank Lazard.
Correct. Is it Tuesday?
Oh, let me see. We got to look up that. Look in here. Bring up the... nope, it's Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes. Then I would like to... pass on our evening together, Raleigh, and instead read a letter I wrote to Katie Couric.
All right.
Dear Katie Couric, P.S. You wear too much makeup. Just because you have a fair complexion and do not have eyelashes does not mean you have to put on makeup. It looks like two spiders are on your face. Sometimes I smack my television with my daily CBS newspaper.
Is that it?
Yeah, wrong. Speaking of parties, do you go to CBS parties? You can talk to Charlie Sheen. It would be funny if you told him that they are thinking of changing the name of the news to Half a Woman. Is that because you are so short, Charlie Sheen would say? Then you say, no, I have one ball. Not real.
What?
Yeah. Not realizing you were joking, Charlie Sheen offered you $20. Then there was awkward silence. When he got home, he called Hank Lazard. Then I would call Raleigh and tell him all about my dinner with Katie Couric. Your star, Hank Lazard.
You didn't even eat dinner with Katie Couric.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Charlie Sheen didn't even eat dinner with Katie Couric.
Yeah, wrong. He was calling to tell me.
All right. So we've done everything except soap opera. Is that right?
I think so. That's what it looks like on here.
All right. And we're at 45 minutes.
And I guess Ask Jolly was the old bit.
Yeah, Ask Jolly was a callback. So we've sort of stuck to a format, even though it took forever since Hank threw in this Scab Busters thing.
All right.
That read more like a soap opera episode. All right. Yeah.
Soap opera.
Okay. Do you have the soap opera script?
No, I do not.
All right. Where did I throw those?
All right. Let's see. We've got Tony.
Did those pretzels ever get here?
No. Did you hear the alarm go off? The pretzel alarm? All right.
Yeah. Maybe next show.
We've got... all right. So... Tony Fontaine 2 and a roadie and Sandy Duncan. So Hank.
All right. I think I'm normally Tony Fontaine 2.
Yeah. So I guess.
That means yeah, because. Okay, well, yeah. So it seems like Tony Fontaine 3 has been replaced with Sandy Duncan. Right. So you're Sandy Duncan.
Okay. And there's a roadie.
All right, no, wait. Is this the same roadie the whole time? Is Brian Peterson the roadie?
Yeah, Hank. I was wondering where Brian Peterson was.
Raleigh, you can be that roadie.
Okay, should I read it like I'm reading Brian Peterson?
Yeah, sometimes the roadie is a roadie, and sometimes the roadie is Brian Peterson the roadie.
All right.
It depends if you hail a roadie or not.
If I what?
You hail a roadie. You roadie!
All right.
Previously on soap opera, Tony Fontaine and his Craig bandmates are searching for his father. After briefly returning to the band, Tony Fontaine 3 has returned to Diptown, USA. Tony Fontaine 3 has been replaced with Sandy Duncan's nephew, Sandy Duncan. Craig is on tour. Oh, so Sandy Duncan is not the Sandy Duncan of TV fame. It's actually her nephew, which is a guy.
Yes, I think that was well explained in the introduction, Raleigh.
So I'm not expected to be sounding like Sandy Duncan, the TV star.
Yeah. You're supposed to sound like her nephew, Sandy Duncan.
All right. Now we've had the time of our lives, and
wait, stop, lower, Raleigh, like the song in that movie.
We have the time of our lives, and
slower, like in the movie, Raleigh.
We have the time of our lives, that one where the girl.
The girl brought that watermelon to a party, and then the man with the open shirt told her not to put that watermelon in the corner. And in the middle, there was a time machine.
Yipes. All right, I think that was pretty appropriate.
We had the time of our lives, and we owe it all to you.
Craig! Great warm-up, guys. My father, Tony Fontaine, would be proud.
I think our tank tops should be the same color.
Have you heard from your father's boss yet, Tony Fontaine?
I have not, but Craig will bring him out of hiding.
A roadie enters. Mr. Fontaine, there are many women outside.
You can call me Tony Fontaine.
Oh, Tony Fontaine, there are many women outside.
Most of them, probably. probably have watermelons.
Behave.
I hear a telephone in that corner ringing.
I thought I told that roadie not to put that telephone in that corner.
Everyone starts snapping. Oh, God.
Yes, yes, slower.
And what about the economy?
Never heard of it.
In Capitol Hill?
Vote them out of office.
And what about those ball tapper pills?
Make them illegal.
And phony plastic sturgeons?
Mount them on the wall.
Are you talking about sturgeons or surgeons?
Another problem solved.
A roadie enters. Do paraplegics get the same autograph photos as normies?
All groupies are created equal.
Next week. Did I do that?
All right. We cannot have Scab Busters and Soap Opera in the same episode anymore.
You better hope that they solve that strike then, Jason.
That's right, so we can stop busting scab. But that's not even a scab busting. That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, we need to bust the scabs by writing the conclusions ourselves. Next week, the season finale to Golden Girls.
I don't think that's still on the air anymore for the past 20 years.
Yes, send in your requests. Yes, may I say something to the chairs?
Yes.
Yeah, let's start the ending theme.
Chairs, this is Hank Lazard. Do you have a favorite episode of a show that is affected by the writer's strike? Email it to Hank Lazard, and it will be featured on Hank Lazard Presents Hank Lazard Scab Busters.
What about the casserole email?
Casserole email?
Yeah, I got an email about casseroles.
Oh yeah, let's read that email.
That's about the only time that's actually been used. Whatever.
Yes, that reminds me of a story. I was in the bar sitting on a piano, and somebody said, "What is your favorite casserole?" And I said, "Casserole Tide," and they gave me $20.
Well, dear Hank Lazard, I've been wondering, how do you feel about casserole? If you could build your dream casserole, what ingredients would you choose? Thank you for your time and consideration.
Okay, yeah, this is an actual email that was sent to Hank Lazard. I don't know who this is from. Do you know who this is from?
Yeah, it says Charlie.
But is it? It's not Charlie, though.
No.
Oh, so I guess a better question would be: do you know who Charlie is?
Yes.
Oh, who is Charlie?
It's a person.
Brown hair.
She's a Russian mail order bride.
Were you born after or before 1955?
After.
Are you living?
Maybe.
All right. All right. So do you know... all right. So you may or may not know who Charlie is. But anyhow, this was an email sent to Hank, and Hank replied. Are we going to just read Hank's reply?
Well, just read. Just go ahead and summarize it, Hank, if you remember, because I can't read it.
Yes, when she sent me that email, I was at Rudy's. And Rudy read the email, and then I was going to respond, and I tried tapping the keys, but the keys were not working. So Rudy got... Yeah, there was this guy in the other... I think... Yeah, Jimmy?
Jimmy?
Yeah, or John... All
right, just read the email. Or summarize it, Rodney. Do you even remember what you replied?
Well, I was tapping those keys.
All right.
It may have been Denver when they put potatoes and vegetables and eggs. They said it was the Peppers that gave me that dream. In the dream, I was having dinner with a woman, and she was crying. Everyone was wondering why I did not ask her why she was crying, but I did not ask because she had just said that she realized her date with Hank Lazard was almost over. When the waiter came, he delivered a pizza, but it was not a casserole. The pizza guy was the one who says, bam, and then throws spices into the crowd. Go team.
I don't know what that means. We need to sit through the whole song again.
Hank Lazard, oh, I said, Hank Lazard, oh.
Yeah, what about that one from George?
Thank you, Hank. Hank Lazard.
Is there an email from George?
Well, we got.
Oh, yeah, up at the top. No, just keep that thing going, or we're never going to get through this.
Hank, a wise man once told me that a tree falls in the woods doesn't really fall as long as it did not fall on Hank Lazard. Think about it, Hank. That's pretty deep.
Hank Lazard.
George, when I was in the woods, I saw that bear. It is true what they say.
Well, we got Polly and
oh, there's another one here that you haven't even read. Great, great show a few weeks
That's
ago.
That's because it's from July. Yeah, I think he read it on through Thunderbird.
Ah, okay.
Oh, Hank Lazard show is coming on. The Hank Lazard is coming on. So open that jack, pop that beer right now. Turn off the TV, listen to Hank Lazard.
Did you see Family Guy is advertising for Subway? It was
Hank
awful.
Hank, oh, God.
At HankLazard.com.
I promise.
You're listening to the Hank Lazard Show.
I'm going to take this.
Okay.
Yeah, for next week, everybody make up a sandwich, but it has to be